Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen, looking at the things we can watch. We're going to start off on that little screen, you know, that one that you've got in your lounge that you look over and glance at from time to time. Susie, you're going to tell us what we can watch on that there little screen.
I absolutely am. G'day, Kat. So we're going to start off with Killing Eve because season 4 is out now on Sky. This is a British spy thriller that you can now binge watch as the 4th and final season has just dropped on Sky Show. The series follows Eve, a British intelligence investigator tasked with capturing a psychopathic assassin Villanelle. As the chase progresses, the two develop a mutual obsession. Eve is fired from her prestigious yet boring job at MI5 and promptly hired at secretive MI6 and tasked with chasing an international assassin. The two women's paths cross and they become obsessed with each other. Instead of focusing on her mission, Eve spends all her time desperately finding out more information about Villanelle while she does the same about Eve.
Let's have a quick listen.
Someone has been killing members of the 12. I need you to continue the investigation.
You're still playing the same old game of chess.
So what game are you playing?
Do you know that fable about the scorpion and the frog?
They hook up.
They both die. Because the scorpion can't change its nature.
Maybe you're the scorpion.
I enjoy that the trailer uses Unchained Melody as the background track just to truly show how obsessed and how they have a true love-hate relationship there.
Yes.
This one has a big name writer.
Yeah, so the first season of the show is actually written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who had success with her one-person stage show, which turned into a two-season TV show called Fleabag.
It was so good.
Yeah, so good. Waller-Bridge considered auditioning for the role of both Eve and Villanelle, but decided not to in the end because she wanted the two leads to have a larger age gap between them.
She didn't actually come up with the concept of this, though.
No, actually, this series is based on the novella book series called Codename Villanelle by Luke Jennings. Jennings stated that he based Villanelle's character on a hit woman who was convicted of murdering 23 people in the 1990s. Jennings described the woman, nicknamed the Tigress for her legendary sexual prowess, as a psychopath and completely without empathy. Scary.
That one is Killing Eve indeed, and that is out now on Sky Show. At least season 4 is out. You can binge watch the entire thing. Next is a film I watched purely for professional purposes to talk about it today. I genuinely would not have watched the trailer for this, but you made me, Susie. Why don't you tell everyone what you made me watch?
Okay, sorry about that, Kat, but Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is coming out on the 31st of March in cinemas. So, you know, it's one for the family. Everyone's got to watch it. When the maniac Dr. Robotnik returns to Earth with a new ally, Knuckles the Echidna, to destroy the world, Sonic and his new friend, Tails, is all that stands in their way.
Just to specify, I haven't actually seen the movie. You just made me watch the trailer. I'm still bitter about that. Let's have a listen.
What's happening?
Okay, quick version. Robotnik is back.
I've discovered the source of ultimate power.
We need to get it back or the world is doomed.
You brought some kind of space porcupine.
I am an echidna warrior.
Comedian Ben Schwartz returns to voice Sonic, and Idris Elba joins the cast to voice Knuckles. He better do an Australian accent because echidnas are Australian. And Jim Carrey is the villain as Dr. Robotnik.
Listen, I like Idris Elba. Don't know about his Australian accent. I like Natasha Rothwell, who I spotted as being in this as well. Will this save the cinema industry and bring us back to the cinema in droves? I can't tell you. If you're interested, it's Sonic the Hedgehog 2 out on March the 31st. I can't believe that we are going from Sonic the Hedgehog to this. I'm so sorry, Judy Garland. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, another movie for you, a little bit different. This one is Judy, and it is out now on Prime. So if you weren't able to catch Judy, the biopic about Judy Garland starring Renee Zellweger in her award-winning role, you can now see it on Prime. Adapted from the Broadway and West End show Over the Rainbow, the film follows Judy Garland in her last year of her life, coupled with flashbacks to her teenage years, particularly the filming of The Wizard of Oz. Zellweger would go on to win a Best Actress Oscar for her portrayal of Garland.
I have a massive soft spot for Judy Garland and The Wizard of Oz. It was one of the first movies I ever watched with my grandma.
Aww.
So I'll be catching this one. This is out now on Prime. And we also took a look at the cinema Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And also, if you want to stay home, Killing Eve is out on Sky Show. That's season 4. All pretty, season 4. Thanks so much, Susie, for taking us through all the things that we can watch on the big and little screen. For big screen, little screen.
You're welcome, Kat. I know you're off to see Sonic now.
Oh, you got me.
Big screen, little screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.